Welcome to Fusion Finds, exploring the fusion of education and technology and sharing the best finds of the web. This is episode 2. Today is August 5th, 2007. I'm Janetta Garten coming to you from Willard, Missouri. In this episode, I will point you toward this show's find, showcase using the Internet for free professional development, give you a time-saving tech tip, recommend a blog or a podcast, and feature a fun distraction. This episode's find is NetTracker. This is a search environment for K-12 educators and students. Missouri teachers have a free trial that's active until the end of August. I read about this in DESE's Instructional Technology Newsline newsletter. Username, put in Mo State, M-O-S-T-A-T-E. Password would be guest. They have more than 180,000 hand-selected, educator-approved sites. They organize them by readability, by state standards, which includes tech standards as well from ISTE. They have a special section for English learners, another section for 21st century skills. I was excited to see the image search safe for kids button, but as I read the fine print, it says they do not own the copyrights to these works, so they can't grant any license or permission to use the images. So you could basically display them in the class for a writing prompt, similar purpose, but if you wanted to print them on worksheets or repost them on a wiki or a blog or a website, you would not be able to do that. So that was a little disappointing. The site itself does feature a complimentary free trial, so if you're not a Missouri teacher, you could go to the website and they have a 14-day trial that you can sign up for. Some of the links that NetTracker points to are accessible without a subscription to NetTracker. So if you do spend some time in there and you find some resources that you like, there's a chance that you may be able to access those later, even without a subscription. In this episode, I'm going to showcase using the Internet for free professional development. I wasn't able to physically attend any conferences this past school year, but I feel like I have learned more than I have in the past 4 years combined. Through the use of blogs, podcasts, and conference materials available online. Basically, I've joined a virtual learning community. I first started reading blogs, stumbled across a couple, and they were mostly ed tech that I was reading. I used blog lines to set up a reader to subscribe so the new content would come directly to me. I mostly found the blogs that I subscribed to by, I guess you'd call it word of mouth. When I would find a blog I liked and subscribe to it, I would look at their blog roll, which listed the blogs that they read, or there might be a post that they had written where they pointed or mentioned another blogger, and I would investigate that one. So that's how I found most of the blogs that I subscribed to. I didn't spend a lot of time searching, although there are tools out there like Technorati and Dig that would help you locate blogs to subscribe to. Then I moved on and started listening to podcasts as well, and I use iTunes to subscribe since I already have a video iPod and I like the convenience of listening to them in my car, at the gym, or even at my desk while I'm working on something. I've listened to recorded presentations from conferences, conversations and interviews between educators, and then podcasts similar to this one where they just talk about online resources that you'll find useful. And then the conference materials that are available online. They are starting to have free online conferences. The first one that I found was the K-12 online conference, which happened last fall, but I didn't stumble upon it until around Christmas time. But the cool thing about this is there's no time limit. So even though it was happening in October is when the content first came out, I could access it at any time. And it took me a few months to go through all the presentations and enjoy the material from them. They put in things like slideshows, videos, audio files, there may be handouts, and it's posted in a blog-like format, so as a participant, you can leave your comments and ask questions, or you can share, here's how I did this, and you might check out this website, it worked well, so you can read the comments from the other participants and get even more information. And then this summer, I did the No Time for Online conference, which was from New Zealand, and that's when my learning network went international. I made connections with some teachers in New Zealand. Now, the big face-to-face conferences are archiving some of their presentation materials online. So, for instance, NEC that was in Atlanta this summer, if you go to their website, you will find recordings of presentations and some resources from different workshops that went on there. One of the strategies that they use is tagging. Whenever someone blogged or created a podcast about a conference, they would associate a tag with that, and that would help readers find their blog or their podcast. So in blog lines, I could subscribe to a search that searched for tags like NEC 2007 or NEC 07, and any time that it came across a posting tagged with that, it would pull it into my reader, and I could see what was there. Another way that you can go about doing that is David Warlick has a great site called Hitchhiker. It has a list of conferences, EdTech related, and for instance, you could click on NEC 2007, and all these photos that were posted on Flickr taken at the conference come up, a whole list of blog posts, a long list, which might be a little overwhelming. So there's a nice, convenient tag cloud over to the right, and you could click on a particular subject like citizenship or journalism or music, and it might bring up some blog posts specifically about that and narrow it down a bit for you so it's not so overwhelming. So for free professional development, go online, check out blogs, podcasts, and conference materials, whether it's a free online conference or just materials posted from a face-to-face conference. The time-saving tech tip for this episode is the print screen button. If you look on your keyboard, probably close to the top, maybe in the right-hand corner, you'll find a button that has a PRTSC or something similar to that for print screen. Mine is actually a function button, so I have to hold down the function key and then press the print screen button for it to work. But it takes a picture of what's displayed on my monitor and puts it on my clipboard, and then I can paste that into Word or some other file. And it works great when I'm making my tutorials. And it also comes in handy to capture error messages when you're trying to work out a little glitch or you need to let your tech support know something strange is going on with your computer. This show's podcast recommendation is called Conference Connections. It's by the Apple Learning Interchange. And it features content from national EdTech conferences, including FETC, TCEA, and NEC. You can search for Conference Connections in iTunes, and it's going to pop up. One of my favorite ones that I've listened to there is by Will Richardson and Ron Macabelli. It's entitled Using Social Technologies to Redefine Schooling. And then this summer, of course, I've been listening to lots of recordings from the NEC conference. One in particular that I heard just the other day is called Daring Conversation. It's by Deneen Fraser-Bowen. And I almost stopped listening at the very beginning because of the role-playing that she was doing. If you'll listen to that, you'll see what I mean. The fun distraction for this episode is sign generators. You'll find a nice list at www.redkid.net. The first one that I tried out was the cake writing generator. I wrote happy birthday to my daughter on a cake and then shared this image with her. Did a much better job virtually than I would have done in my kitchen. Of course, then my daughter had to try out the generators. And since we were getting ready for her birthday party the next day and she had her little goodie bags out for her friends, she decided to generate a sign for each of her guests. For Carson, she picked a red hot rod that displayed the grill on which had Carson's name in chrome letters. Allison got a fortune cookie with a personalized message for her. Emily had a movie marquee that advertised her new movie, The Adventures of Emmy. And then for herself, she had to print a Hollywood Walk of Fame star. I found these generators by reading one of Alana King's blogs called Bling for Your Blog. I had written a post, also entitled Bling for Your Blog, on my blog, and Alana read it and left a comment pointing to hers. That's how I found it. She's one of those teachers from New Zealand who I learned from during the No Time for Online conference. I now subscribe to her blog called Life is Not a Race to Be First Finished. And then she also has a class blog as well that she uses with her students and podcasting. Be sure to check the show notes so you can see the links for Alana's podcasts and for her blog sites. All the resources mentioned in today's show can be found in the show notes on the blog Fusion Finds at jgarten.edublogs.org. If you have something to share, please tag it with 4jgarten in your Delicious account, leave a comment on the Fusion Finds blog, or send an email to jgarten@willard.k12.mo.us and I'll mention it on the show. Music for this podcast was provided by John Williams' Steam Train from his Dusty Porch album, available on Magnatune.com. Transitions from eFiddler.com. This podcast is licensed under Creative Commons Attribution 3.0 license.